Welcome to The Morning Drive with St. Luke Lutheran Church of Devon, Pennsylvania. You can find us online at stlukedevon.org. Thanks for tuning in. We hope you enjoy this week's message.
After Jesus answers Peter's question about forgiveness, he tells a parable about a forgiven but unforgiving slave. This servant owes his Lord a debt that is so huge he can never, ever hope to repay it. And so he is sentenced to be sold, along with his wife and his children and everything he owns. And then against all reason and expectation, his Lord entirely forgives his debt, all of it. And the servant is suddenly, unaccountably free with an entirely new future that is filled with possibility. Yet when he almost immediately encounters another slave who owes him a much smaller debt, he refuses to give him an extension on the loan and has him tossed in jail. Now everyone, from the servants to the Lord himself, is stunned and angered by the first servant's hypocrisy, and the parable ends on an ominous note. The servant is thrown in jail. He faces a future that is filled with pain, and Jesus says a similar fate awaits all those who won't forgive. And we get it. God forgives us everything. We are to forgive others, and when we don't, we end up in a kind of hell that we make for ourselves. Our anger links us to the sin of the other like a chain that binds us, perpetuating the cycle of sin and pain, and it is indeed torture. What could have led to a different outcome in this parable? And what might lead to a different outcome in our lives? Lutheran theologian David Loos suggests that the failure of the first servant isn't simply that he won't forgive his comrade, but that he has just experienced an utterly unexpected, completely beyond his wildest dreams, life-changing moment of grace. And he seems completely untouched by it. This servant lives devoid of any sense of gratitude. His whole life has changed, and he didn't even notice. Loos goes on to say, "I don't have to despair at never being able to forgive like the king forgives. I don't have to. That's not really what Jesus is asking. I can identify with the servant with the massive debt who has been forgiven so much, which means my first job is to bask in the unbelievable forgiveness, acceptance, and grace that I have experienced, and try as much as I can to live out of that. Bask in God's forgiveness like you're lying in the sun on the beach." I love that. When I read those words, I thought of the sermon Emily Fowler preached this summer as part of our Grace Happens series. Emily's a sophomore at Susquehanna University and a theologian who is wise beyond her years. She brought in a mirror, and she wrote across it in magic marker, "Grace." And then she invited us to look at ourselves in that mirror through grace, to see ourselves the way God sees us, with love and infinite forgiveness. That's what this parable invites us to do. And when we understand that forgiveness is not God's expectation, but it is God's gift to us, we just need to bask in it, soak it up, and in our gratitude, then do our best to pay forgiveness forward.